Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon or good evening, everyone. This is Fabius Carolyn with His Heart Speaks Radio broadcast. We want to thank you guys for joining us on the air today. It is so awesome to be with you guys again today, just sharing what is on the heart of God. Again, this is the reason why we call it, the Lord gave me the name, What's on His Heart. His Heart Speaks is because when we're speaking, we're sharing with you what is it that God is saying. And so, you know, we can hear people talk a lot and we can hear ourselves talk, but if we're not talking the same language that God is talking, we're just basically talking, and we don't need to be just basically talking. We need to be talking, speaking, declaring the word of God in this hour, because he is expecting us to do some things, and we're going to talk about that on today's broadcast. And so the title of our broadcast today is Giving Up Is Not an Option. That's right, giving up is not an option. I don't care what we go through. I don't care what we experience in life. We know that we're going to have some challenges. We know we're going to be faced with a lot of issues. But giving up is not an option. And before I go any further, because y'all know I get excited, we're going to open up with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for today. I thank you for just keeping us thus far, God. We just bless your name. We thank you for your precious Holy Spirit, and we welcome you in, Holy Spirit, to just rule over the airwaves so that there will be no distractions and no confusions. I pray that everyone that comes on the line and even listens to the recording afterwards, Father God, I pray that they are blessed in such a way like never before, that they will be encouraged to go forth and to continue on doing the work of the Lord, doing kingdom business. We thank you for your precious Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us. We thank you that all power is in his hand. We thank you that you are God and you are God alone, and that everything is in your control. Everything is in your control. And so we fret not in this hour. We dare not give up. We are reminded. We remind ourselves that giving up is not an option. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. So, again, today, our topic is giving up is not an option. And one of the scriptures I'm going to share with you guys, a couple of scriptures today. One of the scriptures that I wrote down was Numbers 23 and 19. And it says, God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should change his mind. Does he speak and then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill? So in other words, the Bible already tells us God is not just like any, he's just not just some old man. He is just not one like us. You know, we as human beings, sometimes we say things and then we can't honor it, or we say we're going to do things and we're not, for whatever reason, you know, it doesn't matter. We can't keep up to it, you know, but that's not who God is. If God said it, he meant it. He's going to honor his word. His name is on the line. His reputation is on the line. And so he's not going to change his mind. It's like when he says he loves us, he's not going to stop loving us just because we may be doing some things we shouldn't be doing, or, you know, whatever the case may be. We may not be at that Christian walk that he would like us to be, but that's not saying he's going to give up on us. He never gives up on us. He's always there for us. He's always rooting for us. He is always the one who's in heaven with all of the angels, and they're just backing us up and encouraging us, and he just constantly gives us strength to go on, to endure. And so as we're facing many challenges and many difficulties right now in this hour, I wanted to encourage you to just be strong in the Lord. You know, when we were in the world, you know, it doesn't matter what we were facing. When we were in the world, we would do all kinds of things, and we would, you know, face many different challenges then in the world before we got saved. You know, there's jobs that we lost, there's relationships that didn't work, a lot of things we experienced in the world, but we didn't give up. You know, we just kept on going. I mean, I can remember, you know, going to the club a couple of times, and this particular club just burned down all the time, but then people still go to that club. They didn't give up because they wanted to get their dance on. Well, that's the same way with God. Just because something doesn't manifest the way we want it to manifest does not mean, you know, hey, we just throw our hands in the air and we just wave the surrender flag. The only surrender flag that we should be waving is to Jesus Christ. And when we surrender to him, we're basically telling him, Lord, take over my life. Lord, be control of my life. Lord, tell me where to go, what to do. Lord, what is it? How should I handle this situation? And so that's the only surrender flag that we should be waving, and that's the one to Jesus Christ.
life. When it comes to everything else that we endure, I don't care what the doctors say. He is not the only one. He is not the one with the last word. He is there as a vessel. That's what he is. Doctors are vessels. Nurses are vessels. Supervisors are vessels. But at the end of the day, it's always God's word. We always have to remember that God is the one that is in control, and it doesn't matter what it looks like. And see, that's what we do. We look at the situation, and we take our eyes off of God. We look at the situation, and we forget that God is a faithful God. We look at the situations, and we just, oh, my God, this is not happening. I'm telling you, you know, when I tell you guys these things, when I share this with you, I'm not telling you something that, you know, I've heard. I share with you things that I am experiencing or I have experienced, you know, and none of us are immune to that. Sometimes we get a little weary in faith. You know, that's why the word of God is there to strengthen us in our faith. And so if you're a little weary in your faith, it's okay. Just don't stay there. Don't start having a pity party and start whining and all things. Now, I'm not telling you don't cry. You know, a lot of people say, I hear some people say, you know, crying is for wimps. That is so not true. You know, crying, when we share those tears, you know, they can mean several things. You know, there may be your spirit may be heavy. You may be dealing with some sadness. You may be dealing with, you know, some, you know, level of a lost one. It, you know, it's different areas, different ways you can look at that. But crying is not for wimps. You know, there's a song that says, healing water flow over my soul. And tears does bring healing. And so sometimes when you feel like you have to, you know, let those tears out, go ahead and let those tears out. I'm a witness. I've had my days of crying, and I'm pretty sure they're not done. But it's not tears of sorrow or tears of sadness. You know, it's just the tears of heaviness that we experience sometimes. But then I'm reminded that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we could ever ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. And then I am also reminded that Jesus is Lord. I am also reminded that God is a healer. I am also reminded that God is faithful. Yes, he is a faithful God. He never changes. I love how it is. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And so you can bank on that right there, that God is never going to change. He is never going to stop loving you. He is never going to stop giving up on us. And so don't you give up on yourself. Don't give up on yourself. When we give up on ourselves, we basically give up on God. When we give up on ourselves, we're basically saying that his grace and his mercy is not good enough. But when we stand strong on his word, when we stand on the solid foundation of Jesus Christ, we know that his grace is sufficient. How do we know that? Because the Bible tells us that. The word of God says that his grace is sufficient. His grace is the one that keeps us. In 1 Timothy 6:12, it says, the word of God says, fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Now, basically, let's look at the beginning of that. It says to fight the good fight of faith. That's what I'm talking about, faith. My God, faith is a strong thing. I'm telling you, when you have faith in God, it just seems like it doesn't matter what happens. You just know you can endure. Some people look at me and they're like, you know, how can you smile and how can you laugh and how can you joke? You know what? I know that God is a faithful God, and I know that my faith in him is strong. And sometimes when I get a little weary in faith, you know, as I was sharing with you guys, it's okay. I just quickly get myself back up and say, hey, no, you know, I know who God is, and I believe God. I believe God above all. I trust God above all. Why? Because I know that he is a faithful God. And so when your faith gets a little weary, just go to the word of God. And if you didn't write that down, I'm going to give that to you again. It's 1 Timothy 6:12, read that, get that in your spirit so that you will know, so that you can understand that, yes, even though my faith is a little weary, it doesn't mean that I don't belong to God. It just means that I'm human. I hope you're human. So listen, use the word of God. It is a tool. It is there to help us get through the battles that we face. I don't want you to give up. Whatever it is, if God has given you a vision, if he's told you to write some books, if he's told you to start a business, if he's told you to start a ministry, if he's told you just to be, you know, an encourager, a prayer warrior, whatever it is, you know, you don't have to be all over the TV and all over the radio in order for God to use you. All you have to do is be a willing vessel. But I will tell you, as a vessel, as a child of God, we need to know the Word of God. We can't know the Word of God if we're not in the Word of God. So many things are happening in this time that we're living in. We know that the enemy is busy. He's using a lot of people. And just keep in mind, I shared with a few people the other day that I mentored to, and I was telling them how in the Bible it talks about that that the devil comes as an angel of light too. But we know that he is not that light, because the only true light is Jesus Christ. But the Word of God says that the angel comes as a light as well. And so we have to be mindful of that in this hour that we live in. Everything that glitters is not gold. Everything that looks good is not God. Just because we think it's good, that doesn't mean that God is in it. We have to use wisdom in this hour. And you know how we get wisdom? We seek God. We ask God, Father, give me wisdom. So we got to stop asking for cars and houses and money and all this kind of stuff, but we don't ask God for wisdom. When God gives us the money, do we use wisdom? When we ask him, you know, what do we do with that money? What do you want me to sow that seed? What do you want me to do with this? And of course, we got to pay bills. I mean, hey, come on, let's keep it real. We got to pay bills, but at the same token, he wants us to sow seeds. He wants us to tithe. If we're not tithing, we need to check that. That's just plain and simple as that. I'm just going to let that sit and marinate in your spirit right there. If we are not tithing, period, we are basically robbing God. That's what the Bible said. I don't care where you tithe to. You tithe to wherever the Lord tell you, but you need to be tithing. And so, you know, listen, we have to get the Word of God in our spirit so that we can understand we are about to go through a spiritual warfare right now. And if we are not being fed the Word of God, everybody needs a teacher. Everybody. We all need a teacher. And in order for us to be able to understand and get that wisdom, we have to be taught. But we also have to learn, read on ourselves, study for ourselves. The Bible says to study to show thyself approved. You know, we don't want to go out there and start talking to people about the Word of God, and then they ask us about it, and we give our own rendition of what we think, you know, that word means. That is being done a lot in this hour. You know, the times that we're living in, a lot of people are quoting scriptures and they have no idea what they're talking about. They're quoting it out of context. It has no absolute meaning to what, you know, what they're speaking of, the definition that they give. We are basically confusing people instead of giving them sound instruction. You know why we can't give them sound instruction? Is because we're not reading sound doctrine. And so, again, as we are going through spiritual warfare, as we are going through some tough times, do not give up. Study the Word of God so that you can not only encourage yourself and not only encourage your family members, but you can encourage the people that you come across daily. 2 Corinthians 10:14 says, Second Corinthians 10:4, it says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. In other words, what we're fighting, we're not fighting in flesh and blood, as the scripture goes on to say. What we're fighting with is the spiritual warfare. And in that spiritual warfare, when God starts doing things in your life, don't get overexcited because things come our way. Every time God promotes us, every time he elevates us, every time he blesses us, every time he opens up doors for us, you can best believe that the enemy is sitting there, he's lurking because he wants to throw some fireballs your way to knock you off balance. He wanted to throw some fireballs away to get you distracted. He wanted to throw some fireballs your way to keep you from hearing the Word of God. I know too many people now to stop going to church. I know too many people now to stop fasting. I know too many people now who have stopped praying. They just then gave up all the way around. But this is not the time to do that. Why? Because the battle, it's on. It's on, but we don't know that if we are not surrounded by the Word of God, if we are not feeding our spirits. You know, we like to eat. People, as human beings, we love to eat. Isn't it amazing how we can feed our bellies, but we won't feed our spiritual body? We can't do that. That right there, if we are starving our spiritual, if we are starving in our spiritual sense, but we are full, just fat and full in the physical because we're eating all the time. We're, you know, we're no good to anybody. We're no good to ourselves, but we're no good to anybody else. Just think if you had to go lay hands on your children or your grandchildren or your mother or your father. Just think if you had to go lay hands on them to pray. Can you just imagine all of that stuff that you have and you're transferring to your children? You're transferring to your grandchildren. That's why I don't let everybody lay hands on me. If you want to pray for me, that's cool. But everybody, I don't let lay hands on me because I don't know what you're doing. I don't know how many people you done been around and they done attracted. You know, you done downloaded all their junk in you and then you transfer it to me. And I know what I do. I lay hands on people. I lay hands on my grandkids or my children. And so I want to make sure that my spirit is clean and I don't have anything that I got from somebody else, you know what I mean, transferring it to my children and my grandchildren. And so now is not the time for us to give up. Now is not the time for us to start, you know, getting confused and being distracted about all this foolishness that's going on. Give it up. It's just simply not an option. You remember when you used to go out and dance? I can't speak for anybody else, but I used to be a dancer. When I mean dancer, let me just go ahead and put this out here. I used to be a dancer. I love to dance, period. My mother danced all the time. You can tell her she can't dance, but she used to dance all the time. And I grew up watching her dance, and boy, she used to get down. And now that's something that I got from my mom, just dancing, because she loved music. She was always a joyful type person, and you know, and she still is, you know. But you know, I got that from my mom, just dancing all the time, and I, you know, it always made me feel happy. But you know what? I don't care if I danced, you know, 10 songs straight. I don't care how tired I became. I never gave up. I just kept on dancing. And so now I look at it like this. Whenever the enemy throws something my way, I'm just going to dance on the devil head as much as I possibly can. I'm going to dance with songs of praise, dance with songs of joy, dance with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. I'm getting happy, y'all. Yes, glory to God. I'm just going to dance, dance, dance all night to the glory of God. Why? Because I know that God is faithful. I know that He got my back. I don't care what goes on. He got my back. I know that when I pray to him, he hears my prayers. You know, I have a book out there, and every time I look at my account on my book just to see how many people don't order that book, sometimes I get a little weary because, I mean, let's just keep it real. I got family members that haven't even ordered my book yet, you know, and I understand that everybody goes through some things. I have friends, I have people that I minister with that has not even ordered the book yet, and the book is like $12, and I'm like, God, you know, but you know what? I look at it like this. I'm just going to stay focused, and I'm just going to trust God. And whoever needs to get the book, they're going to get the book. And then, you know, I get it myself sometimes, and I say, you know what, that's their loss, not mine. But, you know, just keeping it real, it really is. You know, we can't make people do things that they just simply do not want to do. I mean, that's just the bottom line. You know, some people are not able to do that. I understand that because I've been there, I'm there. I understand that. But those who are able to do those things like that and support your family members, especially when they have come out of a hot mess, especially when they have seen you go through hell and God has pulled them out of that and now you're working for the Lord, you know, we should be the first ones supporting those people when they're doing things like that. But anyway, giving up is not an option. Every time I look at that account, it's, you know, I can just simply throw my hands up and say, you know what? I'm not promoting this book anymore. Forget it. You know, if they buy it, they buy it. People buy it. That ain't in me because I wasn't built like that. God didn't make me like that. My mama didn't raise me like that. My grandmother didn't raise me. My grandmothers didn't raise me like that. And so I don't know, giving up, I don't even know how to do that. That's just not in my genes. I am a fighter. I am a warrior. And this is what I want to tell you. You are a fighter. You are a warrior. Men and women of God, do not give up on what God has called you to do. If he told you to do some things in 2016, you need to get busy. You need to get with the program. You need to stop playing, stop procrastinating, stop joking around, stop wasting time, whatever you're doing. You ain't got the money, that's okay. You lay that plan out. You write it out before God as he give it to you, and you go step by step. But don't you dare give up. Why? Because it's not an option. If the doctors have told you some kind of diagnosis that you don't agree with, if it's bad, I don't agree with it either. But I do know that God is a healer. That's what we agree with. Amen. And so don't you give up knowing that God is a healer. You standing in need of a financial breakthrough? The Bible says that God has all that we need. Yes, he does. He has everything that we need. He blesses us. I'm telling you, there is no lack. There is no lack. I don't care if you look in your refrigerator and you don't see nothing but a jug of water. You keep saying, there is no lack. My refrigerator is full. Thank you, God. You don't have no gas. You don't have no gas in your car. Lord Jesus, okay, I need a breakthrough. God will send it to you. But we have to trust him. We have to learn how to keep it moving. We have to learn how to pray without ceasing. That's the word of God. The word of God says to pray without ceasing. I'm telling you, you pray that prayer until you see the manifestation take place. Why? Because God is, the Bible says again, that God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should change his mind. Does he speak it and then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill? My God, doesn't that make you happy right there? I'm telling you, that makes me excited right there, knowing that I don't care what I go through. I don't care. I have a conference coming up. I have some traveling that I have to do, and I'm looking at my account, and I'm like, okay, Lord, you the one told me to do this. You the one told me to say yes to this. So I'm going to need you to do what you're going to do, because I'm doing what you told me to do. And I can walk away from that thing knowing that it's already taken care of. It's already done. I already have more than enough. I'm believing God for some healings for some family members and some friends that I know, and I'm just believing God for a lot of things. I'm not about to give up. Praying and asking God for a breakthrough for them. I'm not going to stop interceding for them, because I know God is going to do an awesome, awesome thing. And so I want to encourage you today, whatever God has told you to do, I know it gets a little heavy sometimes. Come on, y'all. I know it do. It gets real heavy sometimes. And it gets so heavy, it just feels like a weight of the world is just laying on your shoulders. My God, but don't you dare give up. You keep fighting that good fight of faith. You remember that you want to, now listen now, don't get mad at folks when they start tripping, you know, and you want to give up on some things when God told you to persevere. You just go ahead and you start praying, Lord, I'm going to need you to help me with this. And you know what? And he's going to help you with it. I promise you, he's going to help you with it. He is not going to turn away from you. He's not going to leave you hanging. He's not going to leave you out there by yourself. He's going to place you in the path of some men and women of God who will pray you right through that thing. He's going to place you in the path of some men and women of God who are going to bless you. They're going to sow seeds into your life. They're just going to be there for you. And sometimes that's all we need to know, is that somebody is there, that they're there. So we want to thank God for them along the way while we go through. So is giving up an option? No, it's not. Giving up is never an option. It's never an option as a child of God. God is not going to give up on you. So don't you give up on yourself. And so I want you to be encouraged today. I want you to understand that God loves you. I don't care where you are in life. I don't care where you are. It does not matter. God loves you. The Bible says that God sent his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And so because Jesus came, my God, because he came and he gave his life, he gave his life for you. He gave, my God, hallelujah, he gave his life for you and for me. And so whatever it is that you are facing, whatever it is that you are going through, whatever season that you are in, when I said season, see, everybody don't understand season. This is how you know who you're talking to. This is how you can tell the difference between a babe in Christ and a mature person in Christ. When you hear people start talking about season, now, if we've been saved for a long time, we already know the difference between seasons. I'm not talking about when it's spring, summer, or fall. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the seasons that you go through as a believer, when you are facing challenges, when you are dealing with some sickness, when you are dealing with some financial issues, when you are dealing with some marital issues. Come on, keep it real. Let's talk. And ain't no marriage perfect. When you are dealing with some stuff, period, when you are going through a change, when God is elevating you, as I said before, when God is promoting you in the earth, when he is promoting you in the spiritual realm, when he is promoting you, period, you're always going to face opposition. Always. So be prepared for it. How are we going to be prepared for it? The word of God. The word of God. Don't try to soak it all up in one day. Sometimes God will give us a scripture and tell us to let that marinate in your spirit. Just think on that. Ponder on that. And so take this time. As you are growing in God, as you are begin to just learn how to love him even more and more every day. I'm telling you, every day, you hear people say, every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. My God, y'all just don't know. I'm about to get my shout out. Hallelujah. Yes, every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Why? Because I love him so much. Yes, I do. I love him so much because he pulled me out of death's hand. And so you know what? Because he pulled me out of death's hand, I'm going to dedicate every day of my life to him. Am I perfect? Oh, no, I'm far from perfect, way, way far from perfect. But what I do know is that God keeps me. I am his. I am his vessel. And every time he uses me, my answer to him is yes. Am I giving up because some things are kind of heavy right now? Am I giving up because the waves in the water are real heavy, are real strong right now? No, I'm going to keep on focusing on Jesus Christ, knowing that he got me. And not just me, he got you too. So wherever you at, I just want you to say, just scream out, God got me. Hallelujah. God got me. Yes, he does. Hallelujah. And if you have to praise him by yourself, that's okay. Believe me, if you ain't never experienced, if you have never experienced anything in life, just keep on living. Just keep on living. You'll get there. So you'll know. Then you will be able to experience God for who he is. So I want to thank you guys for joining in on the line today. I see we got a full line. Praise the Lord. I want to thank you guys for joining in on the line. What we're going to do over the next several months, we're going to start having you guys tune in. So if you have anything to say, any encouraging words, because the encouraging needs some encouraging too. Yes, I do, and I welcome it. And so over the next few broadcasts, we're going to start that this new year, just having you guys being able to tune in. And, you know, maybe if you want to leave a prayer request or just send some love, and I'm going to send the love right back to you. Y'all know. Some of y'all know me by now. I love you with the love of God. So as you go on today, be encouraged. Share Jesus Christ with someone. I don't care who he put in your path. Just, you know, share Jesus Christ with someone, because somewhere along the line, somebody shared Jesus Christ with you. Amen. So remember, giving up is not an option. We are going to fight this thing through. We're going to pray without ceasing. We're going to trust God. We're going to walk by faith and not by sight. And we're going to praise him in advance and thank him in advance for the marvelous, wonderful, awesome things that he is going to do. Amen. Amen. I love you guys. This is Prophetess Carolyn Robertson with His Heart Speaks. We'll see you next Monday at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You guys be blessed. We'll talk soon. Bye-bye.